No, actually, I felt real fortunate, because you don't know till you go out there, right? And you know, we had the weird practices because of the the smoke and stuff, and so to play full speed, I didn't feel anything. I felt really good.
You feel like the playbook was fully available to you today?
Yeah, we go out there and we just, as an offense, we're going to go out there and run what's called to the best of our abilities. But there was no talk of, trying to get the ball out of my hands or, don't take any hits or anything like that. We were out there just playing. It was nothing, like that.
What do you attribute the miscommunications on, at least the first interception, perhaps even the second?
Right, both, yeah, right. details. Okay. That's the frustrating thing. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm really frustrated. We work way too hard for that kind of stuff to happen. That's an easy catch. That's an easy play. If I do the right thing, if our players do the right thing, what I'm trying to say is that should be an easy play. And it's a turnover. That should never happen. So we gave them two gifts. The second time they didn't really do anything with it after that. But that's always fortunate when you get a turnover, because they could go right down and get some points off of it, and they didn't. So we were fortunate, but at the same time, the problem is details, guys. I say guys because I'm talking about myself and the whole offense included. We need to lock into every little detail. That's the problem. There's nothing else. Our guys work their tail off. When I get there, at whatever time I get there, guys are there, they're working. We're working hard, but we have to lock in on the details because that's the problem.
It seemed like you were throwing a lot underneath today. We were talking about the load before. Was that the game plan going in, or was that at all related to your condition?
It had nothing to do with my back, no. They play really soft zone coverage. That's just what they do. That's what Coach Bradley does. He tries to mix in some pressures and hide some things. That's just his, that's the way he does things, And usually when they play soft, you got to take those. We had some bigger plays that were called back, on some questionable things. But again, no one really cares about the ones that were called back. We got to make more plays.
Just a quick follow on Marshawn. We're running pretty strong today. We just
yeah.
Yeah,
he ran really well. He really did. I love playing with him. I think all our guys like to watch him run. He plays physical. I thought he did really well.
Derek, with all the weapons on offense, are you surprised though you guys haven't put up more points the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, like I said, I'm frustrated. And not in a bad way. I'm not not changing anything that I do. I know how to work, I know how to study. I know how to play this game. And so when we have all those weapons, whenever everyone has talent, so it really just comes down to people really locking in on every detail of this offense. That's all it really comes down to, And I'm not going to get elaborate on what that is, but that's the problem, and that's why it's frustrating, and that's why it's kind of like, we're better than that, but obviously we're not because we don't put it out there.
So with four straight losses, where would you say the team's confidence level is at the moment?
Oh, we have a good group that's always confident now. We're never. If you've ever been in a fight, you get punched in the face, you don't just stop, if you do, then that says something else about you, So we have a good group of guys, Mr. McKenzie and Coach Del Rio have brought in that they got a little dog in them. They're going to fight, they're not going to give in. So we do have four straight losses, but we do also have a long season. We don't have as much room to lose games and those kind of things if we want to do what we want to do. But we have all the confidence in the world. We're just trying to fix the problems, and the problem is in the details.
Yeah, let's talk a lot about the details. What can you, as a leader of the offense, do to make sure that you guys are on the details?
It's one of those things that, sometimes these things happen in life where you think you're trying to do a good job of certain things, especially as a leader. But then obviously it's going not the right way. And so you have to go back and look, like, what do I need to do? Because at the end of the day, this is my fault. It's not my player's fault. It's not my teammate's fault. This is all on me. And so I have to get it right. I am the one that has to somehow, make it click better. Or maybe I can talk to him better. Maybe I can explain things better. What we expect. whatever it is. But, you know, they're going to go as I go. So it's all my fault. You know, I got to figure out a way to help communicate, you know, what we need.
Derek, what was the team attitude for this game? Were they a little bit too anxious, a little bit overconfident coming in this when they found out that you were going to play in this game?
Oh, no. To be honest, I think we have a really good veteran group of guys that just know, they know how to get ready for an NFL game from a mentality standpoint. You know, I think that's what you're, you know, asking. And so, well, you know, when they, you know, knew I was playing or whatever, obviously they were excited. You know, they were happy for me. I think more so because I was feeling better. I think that's what, you know, as a brother, they just were happy that I was feeling better, that I could pick my kids up again, you know, those kind of things. But at the end of the day, we just prepare, man. We're gonna prepare and we're gonna compete our tail off. And right now, I think we can prepare a little bit better.
Derek, after a year when you pulled out close game after close game, and then you guys would say you pull out these games because we've done it before and you think we can do it. Isn't the inverse true at all? That when you don't pull them out, you start to wonder a little bit, even subconsciously.
No, I don't wonder. You know, I'm always positive. You guys know that. You guys know I'm sitting there counting. You know. Looking at the clock, you know, seeing how many timeouts we have, seeing, okay, we need this. If they get this, we're going to go down and score and do all those things. You know, I knew what yard line we needed to get to for a field goal to win it. If they kicked a field goal and we got the ball back, you know, I was ready to go win the game. You know, because it doesn't matter, again, at the end of the day, you know, you just want that shot at the end. But they did a good job, you know, of, you know, taking the time off and, you know, kicking the field goal at the end. So, but to answer that, no, you guys know I'm always thinking, no, we got this.
Derek, you guys have a game on Thursday. Is that enough time for you to get ready and do that introspection that you were mentioning and get those details right?
Does yeah.
I afford you that opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, nobody cares that we play in a couple of days. Yeah. Nobody. They're just going to show up. We're going to play the game, and I'm going to stand right here, and we're going to talk again. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a little bit better. You know, hopefully we're all smiling. You know, that'd be nice. You know, so, again, is there enough time? Is there not? It doesn't really matter. We have to get it right. You know, we're professional football players, and we're expected to be on top of things and to, you know, show up and do what we're supposed to do and to do our job. You know, that's what we're supposed to do.
When you say it's all on you, is it also on Coach Downing? I mean, he's also kind of running the offense. I mean, how's it going with him this year, and what's it been like in terms of the skid you guys did and coming out of it?
Yeah, right. You know, anytime it has to do with the coach, you know, they're going to always take all the blame. You know, they are. But the players are mine. You know, those are my guys. And so, you know, I'm responsible for everything. You know, and I will always be that way. I want every bit of stress off the head coach, off our coordinator, off my teammates. Yeah, you guys know me well enough. It doesn't matter what happens or what people say, good or bad. I'm going to be the same. So, you know, that's why I just, you know, it is my fault. Because at the end of the day, we're out there on the field. And I feel like that I can do something better. I can say it better. I can explain it better. There's something missing that I'm going to figure it out, and we're going to figure it out, because I'm not going to feel like this, you know, my whole season, my whole career. I refuse.
So the scheme is fine. The scheme is
great. Okay. Yep.